You are listening to Truth Be Told with Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Good morning, Truth Nation. If you're just joining us, welcome to Truth Be Told with Telly. We have a very special Monday for you because we have the legendary Bailey Coleman and Homer Blow in the building. And we have been discussing this woman who is accused of arranging a man's killing. And Truth Nation, hit us up, 833-212-1017. Let us know what you think, because it is a crazy story. And hopefully that, like Homer said, again, making it a great point, that our condolences do go out to the family, because there is a victim in this crime.
Right.
And so we definitely want to give our condolences to that. And I'm sure you've been mourning and trying to figure out what happened to your loved one. And it has been revealed that the baby mama, Ashanti Davis, may have had a part in this homicide. And so she's been charged again with what, Homer?
First degree intentional homicide and solicitation of murder for hire.
Wow. That stuff is real, man. Stuff is real.
Absolutely.
And yeah. So, but before the break, I was talking about this MMA fighter, and after his fight, he used his platform to talk about things that are going on in the world right now, and we are living in a very, very crazy times right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, we mentioned it at the beginning of the show. 5 years ago on this day, America's democracy was compromised,
right,
by the insurrectionists. And now the same person that led that charge and ignited that charge is being certified to become the 47th president today.
Mm-hmm.
Homer, I guess that's all you can do. Shake your head, huh?
Man, like, this is America.
Wow.
This is America. I want to see how the system is going to work from the most powerful person in the country. You can be a convicted felon.
You
know what I'm saying? How is that going to change?
And you should be able to be a convicted felon doing anything.
Right. Now. Like, it should be taken off of applications.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Because you usually just, and if you can be the president of the United States with not just one, 34 convictions of felony status, then any job, you're applying for a home, renters or whatever, convicted felon should be just taken off.
Well, you know what's interesting? He still has to report. You know, he still has to report for court for his, you know, sentencing, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah,
like on the 10th?
Something like that, yeah. He's like, I'm about to be president. What are you talking about, dude? It was like, nah, I ain't got nothing to do with the price of tea in China.
So yeah. What do you think they're going to be no jail time, though.
Yeah, there ain't going to be no jail time. But he ain't going to do nothing they say. He ain't gonna do nothing.
So you think he's gonna put in a community service hours?
Come on now.
He can say, hey, my job is community service.
Right.
The president of the country.
Right.
No, he get paid for that.
We'll see.
Presidents get paid. Not that much, but they get paid.
It's gonna amount to a hill of beans. Come on, let's be real.
Well, speaking of the president, and it seems like his top dog, which is Elon Musk, a lot of people are saying that it is President Musk and Vice President Trump.
Right.
Because it seems like Elon is making all these decisions.
He has purchased his vice president or his presidency.
Exactly. So again, there was this MMA fighter who fought over the weekend and then used his post-fight press conference to talk about some of the things that are going on in the world, and specifically with the richest man in the world, Elon Musk. So let's go ahead and play that, Ricky.
Time will prove me correct. Time will always reveal someone's true character. And if you put that man in a position of power, his true character will be revealed. And let's just put it this way. He has all the money in this country. He's the wealthiest man in the country, and he wasted on f***ing rockets, man. Think about it, dude. He could actually help people with that money, but he don't give a shit about you. He's got all the money in the world to help you. It'd be a penny to him, and you would never have to work again. He don't give a shit about you, though. He wants to waste it on rockets and waste it on all these cars that suck. And time will reveal the character of that man. And the more he gets under the spotlight, you can't fake it forever. His character will be revealed, and you mark my words, it will be seen that he is a rat bastard. And, you know, if I had all that money, I would like to think I would help people more than he does.
What are you guys' thoughts on that?
He's got a point.
Hashtag no lies detected.
Hello.
Again, I found it very intriguing, and I know it hit home a little more because this was a white fighter.
Right.
And I think at times when we talk about different things from a race standpoint, it does matter where it's coming from, the mm-hmm. source of this information.
It hit different.
Yes, because for him to say that, it's like, wow, you know what? You are right. And I don't really care about how much money somebody else has. And mm-hmm. I would get text messages from friends that, man, did you see Elon Musk is now worth this? And he just got another $700 million. And to me, if you're not using that for the better good, then what's the point of you having all of this money? And like he said, you want to put money on rockets and, mm-hmm. and you know, go see the Titanic and right. all this other stuff. But you have people that are living on the streets. You have veterans that are homeless mm-hmm. and have no programs for them to get in once they do return home.
Mm-hmm.
And all you want to do is just, like he said, build these new cars that suck.
Mm-hmm. And they're not cute. I'm sorry. They are not cute. Not one of them.
But I do feel as though that is a microcosm of our society now.
Yeah.
It really is. It's the haves have the have and the have nots. They are where they are. And the haves don't care about helping the have nots out.
Mm-mm.
And Tony brought up a great point last Friday when he was in here, and he said, well, the system is working exactly the way that it was designed, and it wasn't designed for them to get wealthy and help everybody out. It was designed for them to get wealthy and be wealthy.
Yeah.
Like, why would I want to accumulate all this and then be like, well, I'm going to just give it to you. You know, just because you don't have it.
Right.
Like, that doesn't make sense to them. Mm-mm. It's like, well, I worked for it. I got it. You could get it.
Mm-hmm.
But when someone has that much money, like, it is something wrong with this country and this world when someone can have so much and someone can have so little and there's nothing done about it. And like he said, $1 million is nothing to Elon Musk.
Nothing at all.
He wouldn't even miss it.
Not at all.
But $1 million could help so many people.
Mm-hmm.
Truth Nation, hit us up, 833-212-1017. You can stream and watch us live on YouTube and at 1017thetruth.com. I was just, again, for me, I was just like, wow, that put a lot of things in perspective. And the biggest thing was when he said that your true character is, you know, will be revealed. And I think that is going to be so true, because when you do, or you're in a position where the spotlight is going to be more on you, like, you're going to have to answer a lot of different things that you didn't have to answer before. Like,
oh, right.
Now you are in this government position that Trump has made up for you.
Right.
Like, you just can't go around making decisions. And I remember when there was about to be a government shutdown, and Elon Musk, he said, I called them and told them they need to work out a new deal.
Right.
When did you get into politics?
Exactly. 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 And who said you have a say? You don't.
Yes.
Well, you know, when you pay for an election, the person works for you.
Yeah. There it is.
Yeah.
There it is.
He did give $250 million to the campaign.
Listen, a lot of people that have issues with Elon Musk, and he's going to wipe that out, and especially with a lot of people that look like us. And when you talk about black people, you know what Elon Musk is going to end up doing, and all of the craziness that he's doing and putting out there, he's going to do one simple thing, and we're going to fall for it, a lot of us, hook, line, and sinker. He's going to say, every one of you will get a free Tesla robot. People ain't going to have no problem with him no more.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody going to have their own iRobot, and he's going to give it to them. So you ain't going to have to pay for it. It's going to be free. And guess what? All of the anger from a lot of us is going to subside. Yeah. The same way that the $1,200 to $1,500 stimulus check made us shed our damn mouths.
Oh,
it's crazy.
Yeah.
And then we'll be like, well, you know, you may not be a good president, but he gave us money.
He gave us that Tesla robot.
No, that's
crazy.
Until they find out exactly what that entails and exactly how the robot.
But it'd be too late then. It'd be too late.
And y'all don't let it in your house.
Yeah, the robot going to do everything he tell it to do.
Yep.
Because they're already making chips that you can implant in your head that can control the robot where you can think out the thoughts that you want the robot to do. So if you own that type
mark of
level.
Mark of the beast.
Come on, man.
Mark of the beast.
Yes.
Y'all all going to be out there on the plantation.
I'm telling you.
Picking cotton. What the new plantation will be the factories for those cars.
And just think, you think Alexa listening to you, everything you saying, Elon Musk is going to know.
Mm-hmm.
Everything you doing, Elon Musk is going to know.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And why? And for what? That's my thing. Like, why is it so important for you to know everybody's business?
Man,
I just want you to know.
Power.
Yeah.
The 92% of us said.
Well, I don't think he really cares about the 92% that you're talking about.
We going to be watching.
Yeah.
Y'all go ahead and let those come into your homes.
So. Dan on our talking text line says, Elon Musk is not American, though. The government has and had plenty of chances to help its citizens. And what did they do? Nothing. Well, what they are about to do is something when it comes to things like Social Security. And I found it very interesting that President Biden was like, well, you know, we're going to pass a bill that keeps Social Security intact. You're going to pass a bill 14 days before you're about to leave office. What do you think he's going to do as soon as he gets there?
Right.
Like, well, you know what?
Social
Security is going to be gone.
From my understanding, he signed it into law, but it's only for like federal workers.
Right. Yep,
yeah, absolutely. It's only for federal workers.
Absolutely.
So he did what he could do.
And I'm sure that Trump is going to find a way to dismantle that because
I'm sure.
He's already said that Social Security will not be in place once he gets in. Black Conscious, you are on Truth Be Told with Telly. Good morning. What's your question or comment?
Yeah, he also said he didn't sexualize that, do that to that woman, and he did. So saying one thing and doing another, we all know that game. Now that you're self in good health, since we're all alive, let's thrive in 25. That's my motto for 2025. You can borrow that. Good morning, distinguished guests. But listen, this is a true case of the puppet masters coming out right from behind the curtains and showing you who they are. We already got the individuals taking off the white sheets and hoods and putting on suits. So now that have brought out the puppet masters. And this dude is also a South African, which I am not going to think he's not an apartheid sympathizer. So all this is going into play. The bail has been pulled. Recognize people, what's going on. We don't have to ask these questions because we know what the play is. We just go sit back and let the other ones catch up to them and then start crying. But we're going to do that old Dave Chappelle. Been on that, son. So that's what, you know, that's just my two cents in it.
Yeah, appreciate it.
There won't be no surprises.
No.
It's all going to be what it is.
Yeah.
Live righteous, Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate it, Black Conscious. As always, we I think we all going to have to get back, I mean, sit back and get our popcorn, because there's a lot of things that are about to change. And we know change is inevitable, but the type of change that we may be seeing coming up here in this next year may be unprecedented.
It absolutely will be.
Yeah.
This is, in his own words, the Orange Man's own words, and see things like you've never seen before.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully we'll be able to watch everything unfold on MSNBC, where we might get like half the truth or, you know, three quarters of the truth. That's probably the closest we'll get because, well, you know, NBC is spinning off MSNBC. So that's the interesting part, because I think it's because, you know, CBS paid that whole deal to Trump, right? Mm-hmm, settlement, because he was trying to sue them.
No, it was ABC.
Oh, it was ABC.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Because
okay.
They're going to give the money to his library.
Right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
So Isn't that interesting? About that.
So they could avoid having problems with him.
Yeah.
So now NBC said, well, we just going to spin off MSNBC because they was the one causing the problems.
Well,
it should be interesting.
Well, Truth Nation, we're going to keep spinning after the break. Keep it locked right here on Truth Be Told with Telly. We will continue the conversation on Elon Musk and what the MMA fighter had to say about his true character being revealed at the right moment. Keep it locked right here on Truth Be Told with Telly.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Good morning, Truth Nation. Welcome back to Truth Be Told with Telly. We have the legendary Bailey Coleman and Homer Blow in the building. We've been talking about Elon Musk and the MMA fighter who really outed what he feels in terms of what is going to be revealed when Elon Musk is in this position that he is in. And we are already starting to see some of those things come to light. He has a lot of influence. He has bought a lot of influence.
And
I don't think there's ever been, well, I can't say ever, but because as long as politics have been around, there's been some shady stuff going on. But
Money and the power. But for someone to
literally purchase this position that Trump has made up. But I just said right before we came back from the commercial break that I don't see any of these guys around in 2029 in his cabinet.
See, here's the thing with Donald Trump. If you get bigger than him, he finna cut you off. It don't matter how much money you give him, because power and the look of it is more important to him than anything. So if Elon get too big for his britches, it don't matter how much money he got. Oh boy, is going to be like, you know what? I got all your money. I got enough. Plus, I got this power. I don't need you anymore. He cut off. So think about how many people he had in his cabinet before that he cut off.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. But the fear that I have with it, because, again, Elon Musk is a brilliant guy. You feel what I'm saying? Love him or hate him. The information that he will have will make it be like, I don't need your support no more. Get rid of me if you want to. I know intimate things that only you were supposed to know as the president.
That is scary.
It's scary as hell.
Yeah, because these guys that he has nominated don't even need security clearances. He just said, hey, we're going to waive that. We're not even going to do that anymore.
They're not even being investigated by the FBI before.
And they talking about shutting down the FBI.
Yeah.
You know
what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
So
and going
where's
after,
the checks and balances?
And the person that is going to be over the FBI, I'm not sure what department that is.
He's just making departments now.
Yeah, but said that he's going to go after anybody that went after Trump.
Yep.
Mm.
So not
publicly said it.
Yes,
like not hide.
Let's try to move this country forward. This is really a, I would call it a vindication mm-hmm. presidency, because yep. he's going to try to go back and vindicate and really go back after the people that went after him. And like, shouldn't you be focused on other things?
Right.
Like our economy and all the things that you said that, you know, the border. And now all of a sudden we ain't heard nothing about a border.
Nope.
Now every day during the campaign, you will see, hey, let's go down to Texas and see. And, oh, Trump would, you know, took right. a walk on near the wall.
Right.
And oh, they doing this during the campaign. Once the campaign is over, yeah. have you heard them go down to the border?
No.
Oh, okay.
But here's what they're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
The Republicans in the House are trying to put together this piece of legislation that does include the border and all of the big things that he was talking about that he wanted to do. All in one big piece of legislation, and they're trying to, you know, push it across the finish line before the House Republicans come up for another election, because, you know, the House is every 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they're trying to get all that done. But, you know, it takes a lot of time to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're trying to get it. That's the big plan. That's what old boy is trying to do. But they're saying with all the interruptions from other things, he may not be able to get it across the finish line before they possibly lose the House in 2 years.
Well, I call him Mr. Executive Order. That man will yeah. make executive order. I mean, sure, you can challenge it mm-hmm. in the Supreme Court. But again, when it's leaning in his favor
right.
already, and then he's going to have several picks
right.
coming up. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's not. Yeah. He ain't going to worry about losing the challenge.
Mm-mm.
So it may not reach the finish line, just like his health care plan.
Oh,
never
right.
reached the finish line.
Right. Like, well, you know, they have, you know, ideas of, you know, what they could do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rachel says on our YouTube message board, fool me once, right? Didn't we see Trump's last playbook? It was a hot mess. Every adult in the room was either fired or quit.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
It's very true.
So to think, so this time around, we know that's his M.O. You really have to think about what Homer said. What type of information are these people getting while they are around him?
Absolutely.
Exactly.
He shows that he don't care about going against the grain as far as releasing, even with the documents that he took to Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah.
You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He has no sense. And you out of office now, and you got all of this top classified information where anybody
in
could
bathrooms
end up,
yeah. and you got it
yeah.
hidden.
And I'm sure that for him, it was entertaining his guests.
Yeah.
Hey, let me show you this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know back
right.
in 1989,
right.
we could have did this and,
yeah.
right.
and look at this code. And,
yeah.
And he ain't got no love for national security.
He don't care.
He, right.
He don't
so
care.
That's why I say all this. It's terrifying. It ain't just yeah. scary. It's terrifying because
I just, you know,
these people gonna know how the world, you know.
Yeah, and
works.
They play victim.
Right.
Oh,
where they raided his home.
Yeah.
I can't believe they did that to my house.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
They just came in and with guns and man, you got some of the most highly classified documents
yep.
in your closet.
Right.
Right.
In your bathroom.
Yeah, just to,
in the shower.
Like you said, just to entertain your guests.
Just right. to entertain your guests.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And whew, boy.
I mean, but clearly, again, America, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
833-212-1017. Yeah, we're talking about things in hopes of just preparing you
mm-hmm.
for what's to come, because this is not a scare tactic. The people have spoken.
Yep.
The votes have already been counted.
Absolutely.
The election will be certified at some point today.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the inauguration is going to go off on MLK Day, just as they planned for it to.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Yep.
And so all of these things that is one thing to say what you're going to do once you get back in there.
Mm-hmm.
But now you're back in there.
Let it rip.
Yeah, you're going to let it ride.
I'm going to sit back with my popcorn
and my water.
It might not be comfortable, though. It might not be comfortable, but we're going to watch.
Yeah, I don't think that people, a lot of people really grasp what's about to take place. Mm-hmm. Even some of the people that think that they know and are more kind of like nonchalant and y'all just really overthinking it and all of that, I really don't think that they're prepared for everything that is about to take place on January 20th.
Well, you know what? Oh, well.
Yeah.
Y'all voted him in. Let's go.
Yep. Yep.
Mm-mm. Think you need to be the first to benefit from those repercussions.
That part. I agree.
Wow. Juve Nation, hit us up, 833-212-1017. We're going to continue the conversation on the other side of the break because we are headed into some uncharted waters. And it's so crazy because we're calling it uncharted, but this is the 45th president about to be to become the 47th. But we don't know what he may have in store. We only know what he has told us, which is already kind of out there. But yeah, yeah. Truth Nation, keep it locked right on Truth Be Told with Telly. More after the break.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Yes, yes, indeed, Truth Nation. We appreciate all the engagement. Continue to hit us up on our Truth Talking text line, 833-212-1017. And we've got a lot of smoke on our YouTube message board. You can always stream and watch us live on YouTube and at 1017thetruth.com. We've been reacting to this MMA fighter's post-fight reaction where he was just really talking some real stuff in terms of Elon Musk and the power that he has with Donald Trump being elected again and will be certified today in Washington, D.C. In case you missed it, Ricky, go ahead and play it again, and we want to get your reaction, Truth Nation.
That time will prove me correct. Time will always reveal someone's true character. And if you put that man in a position of power, his true character will be revealed. And let's just put it this way. He has all the money in this country. He's the wealthiest man in the country, and he wasted on f***ing rockets, man. Think about it, dude. He could actually help people with that money, but he don't give a shit about you. He's got all the money in the world to help you. It'd be a penny to him, and you would never have to work again. He don't give a shit about you, though. He wants to waste it on rockets and waste it on all these cars that suck. And time will reveal the character of that man. And the more he gets under the spotlight, you can't fake it forever. His character will be revealed, and you mark my words, it will be seen that he is a rat bastard. And, you know, if I had all that money, I would like to think I would help people more than he does.
So that was an MMA fighter that was talking about Elon Musk and a couple of things now that I just jotted it down and listening to it again that caught my attention. He said he doesn't care about you. And birds of a feather flock together. So if you think Elon Musk doesn't care about you, but Donald Trump does, you're sadly mistaken. That is my point with that statement, because if they are all in cahoots, and I think there isn't one time, or please, if you can, hit us up, Truth Nation, 833-212-1017. When has there been an act that Donald Trump has done that you said, man, he really cares about the people? See,
wait a minute, y'all
just thought I said a joke.
Wait a minute,
because your cousin and them gonna say that check he sent out.
Yep.
That check.
And you know what? Here's the thing, too. Nancy Pelosi made sure that check got out to us.
Right.
It wasn't him.
Right.
He wasn't cutting no check to us. He was cutting checks to his friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, and then the other part, part two about that is everybody forgets about the second check that actually came from President Biden.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. Yeah.
So he did. So Trump wasn't a part of the tax, the child tax credit or anything.
No, yeah. He was not.
Oh, okay. I just want people to understand.
But they think he was.
Right.
All they know is they got a check with his signature on it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. We have Michael on the line. Michael, you on Truth Be Told with Telly, Bailey, and Homer. Good morning. What's your question or comment?
Well, my comment is, to me, Donald Trump is just reveals what America is really like. I mean, throughout the years, even with the Democrats in office, non-white people, particularly black people, still suffer various forms of discrimination, various forms of two forms of justice where you had us, you know, being, okay, I'll give you an example. President Obama, first black president, nine people at, I forgot the name of the church, I'm ashamed to say, but nine people were shot by this one white guy, white serial killer. I don't know, you know what I'm talking
about,
right?
In South Carolina. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. The killer
nothing
name was Dylan
was
Roof.
Really done. Not only was nothing really done to him, these cops took him to Burger King. That's America. We get the impression that America at one time was a good country. I hear some people say, well, America's gotten bad. It's gotten worse. America's always been worse. It's never been good for black people. The civil rights, it's almost a joke. I'm not saying Martin Luther King shouldn't have fought for civil rights. Yeah, you fight for civil rights. But the fact of the matter is, America's never been civil, and they've never been right. Mm. And that's all I have to say.
Well, thank you for the call, Michael. We appreciate it. And hard to dispute that,
okay.
Especially when you see history constantly repeating itself. And a lot of times, we're not even cognizant enough to understand they're doing the same thing, but just repackaging it.
Right.
And so racism may not be at the water fountains anymore. It may not be white only water
right.
fountains.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that racism is still
right.
exactly.
very much prevalent.
That part.
Man, oh man.
That's true. I mean, if you think about it, I mean, and really think about it. Now, when President Obama was elected and during that whole time, it was like, you know, it was still there, mm-hmm. but it was at a different level.
Right.
Now it's like all of a sudden people of other races have been awakened.
Yeah. Empowered.
You know, and empowered.
Yeah.
Right. To, you know, to go out and do whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, President Obama questioned whether or not him becoming president, whether it was too soon for America to have a black president, you know. But it wasn't too soon because we all elected him.
Correct.
So,
yeah.
But then you see Donald Trump a backlash from us having a black president?
Hmm.
It makes you wonder about things like that.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So then, obviously, it was too soon for a black woman. That was like, whoa, a woman and she black? It was too soon for that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it really, you know what? If there would have been a little bit more effort put in, it wasn't that far. It seemed because of how the Electoral College works that it was, you know, it was a landslide or something like that. But it really was not. It was something like 49.9% elected him, and 48.9% was for Kamala Harris.
How do we really feel about the Electoral College? Like,
I mean, they should have gotten rid of that long ago.
Yeah, I believe
because
that.
It favors the Southern states, anyways.
Absolutely, absolutely. What's your thoughts, Sally, on the Electoral College?
I think it's by design. I think
absolutely.
And I think that they're not going to stop doing something that has worked for them.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Because
keyword,
that's
them.
The thing. Why, if I'm winning, why would I just stop winning to say, you know what, they're not winning enough, and I'm going to let them win.
Yeah.
So again, it's the way the system is, and according to them, the system is working, and it's working right. quite well.
Right. No lies detected.
Yeah. Chauncey says on our talk and text line, you can't convince so many black folks that Trump wasn't behind them doggone checks, because as soon as they saw his deceptive signature
right.
on them,
with felt tip marker.
Right. Right. And man, gullible, man. Like, it's a lot of us, man, that we fall for the same thing. It's mm-hmm. like they don't even have to change the plays as much and tell you, with sports. You know what I'm saying? They don't even have to really amend the playbook at all.
No adjustments.
That's why I said Elon gonna give everybody a free robot. And people are going to be like, I love Elon.
Because if you start to think about all the laws and legislatures that have been passed, how often do they benefit you? And you also got to think at, because I was saying this a long time ago, when you start to see little moves being made and it's like, all right, this judge was appointed. Doesn't seem like a big deal. Mm-hmm. I could see this was all a plan for when I get back in office, it's going to be exactly the way I want it to be.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And exactly.
So, yeah, I lost the election in 2020 and you know, I cried about it, say they cheated and this, that, and the other. But for the next 4 years, I'm going to get stuff right, so when I get back in there, it's going to be the way that I want it.
You know what I didn't appreciate about this, too, was President Biden's entire time in office was basically overshadowed by Donald Trump.
Absolutely, which is where I was going to go.
Which
so we're on the same.
Fair. Yeah, not we're fair on the same. Yeah. It ain't right at all.
Yep.
His entire time in office was overshadowed by Donald Trump and the big lie. That was one thing that the Democrats did do right, though, coming out with the new that branding, the big lie. Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, because you think, I mean, he was even out of office, he was still able to pull strings as far as his support behind other candidates were running.
You
feel what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Kind of setting things up for his next run.
Yeah.
Had them not sign a border deal because he wanted to run on it.
Yeah.
Right.
There was a bipartisan bill that was ready to be signed and go into law. And he was like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Right.
I'm going to run on that.
Yep.
And they didn't. But guess what?
What?
Joe Biden still did a bunch of stuff via executive order that was in that bill. And guess what? No problems at the border now, even though he's like, oh, there's all these problems. No problems.
Right.
It's the best time that they've had with that. But as soon as President Biden is out of office, guess what? All that goes away.
Truth Nation, hit us up 833-212-1017. You can always stream and watch us live on YouTube and at 1017thetruth.com. We'll continue the conversation on the other side of the break. Hit us up, let us know what you think, because this is too wild of a story for you not to have anything to say about. Again, 833-212-1017. More after the break.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
All right, Truth Nation, before we get to our truth of the matter, we got the caller on the line. The caller, you are on Truth Be Told with Telly, Homer, and Bailey. Good morning. What's your question or comment?
Good morning, guys. The previous texter who talked about people being sold, and pretty much that's what happened. A lot of people sold themselves thinking that money that was allotted by Congress that Trump let sit on his desk for nearly a year, as they suffered through the pandemic that he mishandled, was money funds came coming from him because he was arrogant enough to sign it. And I think Joe Biden provided at least 2 to 3 different payments of that same kind during the pandemic. to help people to thrive. And so, you know, I just can't see how, you know, we're that simplistic in thinking. But, you know, as Bailey said, let the city burn and let's see what happens. But what we can do is continue to talk about Joe Biden's excellent legacy that's very similar to FDR and presidents like Obama, who actually did work for the people as best they could.
The caller, before we let you go, what do you think that legacy will be?
I think it will grow in history, like what you're saying with Jimmy Carter as he's passing away, where fact over fiction. But we can, I mean, people, those of us who've lived through it, we can keep that legacy alive just by speaking the truth about what this man has done. And every time Donald Trump tries to take credit for some of the things that he's done, and Trump has actually said he's going to take credit for some of these great bills that Biden has passed, like the CHIPS bill. That's one that we need to be talking about on a regular basis and call that the Biden CHIP bill, you know, like they called Obamacare when they thought it wasn't going to work. So there are many policies that President Biden passed as he evolved as a human being and a politician, and that false narrative that he put all black people who sold drugs in jail is a definite lie. And at some point we can talk about that. I'll call in and talk about that. I know you don't have a lot of time today. But the information that the Lynn Bias bill was passed on was actually very tainted. And, you know, and he was just one person who voted for that bill to pass. He wasn't the president.
Gotcha. Well, we appreciate it, the caller. Thank you for your call, as
you
always, and your listenership. And that is going to be quite interesting, you know, just to see as President Joe Biden is in office for his final 14 days. And what will people remember? Will they, a lot of times, your lasting impression is the last thing that happened. And the last thing a lot of people people remember President Biden by is having to drop out of the race and having his own party kind of turn on him. And when you start to look back at how that all unfolded, that had to be very hurtful. And while we were so focused on, well, they need to do something because he is getting up there and he's not performing at a level that people feel confident about. But to publicly have people come out and say, we ain't with you no more, that had to taint his mm-hmm. legacy a little bit, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. Yeah, I agree.
So time now for our truth of the matter. And you all know the drill, Truth Nation. We will give our takeaways from the topics that we have been discussing throughout the show. And we will have none other than Bailey Coleman lead us off. Bailey, what is your truth of the matter?
My truth of the matter is just this. Facts do not change. Okay? And when I say that, there's a whole plethora of things that you can look at. For example, think about how it was when the pandemic was happening. Millions of people in America and across the world died. Now, true enough, they created the vaccine under former President Trump's administration. However, once it was created,
he didn't know how to get it out.
He didn't know how to get it out to anybody. Yeah. It took the Biden administration to come in and disperse the vaccine across the country and eventually across the world. That's a fact. Mm-hmm. And that ain't going to change.
All right. That's a good truth of the matter, Bailey. All right. The legendary Homer Blow. What is your truth of the matter?
Ditto what Bailey said. But the other part of mine is wear your mask. I know we hated it, but I'm telling you, these numbers are rising. It's so many people that I know that are contracting the norovirus, the RSV, the hospitalizations are up 40% in just 2 weeks. 3.1 million people have been sickened by the flu so far this season. 37,000 have been hospitalized and 1,500 have died. And here in just Wisconsin and Milwaukee, wear your mask. If you know you're not feeling good, wear a mask, because you may not give a damn about your health, but we give a damn about our health. And if you may infect somebody, oh, it's just a little cough. No, it sounds like you got a little bit more. Oh, I'm good. No, please wear your mask. I know we hated to wear them, but it's time. Too many people are in the hospital, at home sick, and some of them are dying. So that's my truth of the matter.
I appreciate that, Homer. And my truth of the matter real quickly is learn from history, because if you don't learn, you're going to repeat it. And in 14 days, we are about to inaugurate someone who told you to drink bleach. Yeah, and the same person that did not want to wear a mask and was the only one that would go around the country making visits and did not have a mask on and ended up in Walter Reed Hospital almost died.
Right.
And nobody wants to talk about that.
Right.
So again, learn from history so it won't repeat itself. And just because someone is in office saying or doing different things doesn't mean you have to follow. When you know better, you do better. And we've had a chance to know better by now. So let's do better moving forward. And with that, that is Truth Be Told with Telly. My thanks to, of course, Bailey Coleman and the legendary Homer Blow. And we will have, as always, 9 more hours of live consecutive Black talk. Up next is The Truth with Sherwin Hughes. Peace out.